It's Paul Smolin, MD, your PEDcast host, bringing you informative and entertaining knowledge on a wide range of parenting and child health topics. You have parenting questions. He has answers. It's portable, practical pediatrics on your schedule. And here is your PEDcast host, Dr. Paul Smolin.
Here we go. I'm once again firing up Studio 1E, you know, first child's bedroom, east side of my house, to bring my listeners another book review that will hopefully help you decide which books should be on your list to read. I'm your host and the creator of DocSmo.com, Dr. Paul Smolin. I'm a real board-certified pediatrician with 32 years of experience. I've got to tell you, though, I love doing these book reviews, and by the audience response, you seem to enjoy listening as well. Today, with the help of my brilliant intern, Angela Solis, we're going to review an interesting book called Nurture Shock. So sit back, crank up the volume, and see what are our thoughts about this interesting book addressing today's children. While not exactly a traditional parenting book, Nurture Shock is full of interesting and useful information that parents can use. It may even change some of your basic assumptions about children. Whoa, that's a tall order, wouldn't you say? Unlike previous books reviewed on my blog that feature discussions of subjects like discipline and sleep schedules or nutrition for babies and toddlers, Nurture Shock is an intellectual, research-based book about what makes children tick. This book is not for the parent looking for a solution to address a specific parenting issue, but rather for those readers wishing to gain insight into how children learn, develop, and function. Written by Poe Bronson and Ashley Merriman, both journalists and writers by trade, this book is an overview of the latest developments in child psychology and development. Nurture Shock is actually a compilation of essays written on various topics, varied from sleep, how children learn racial attitudes, about lying in childhood, and sibling relationships. The book is well written and accessible to most readers, although at times may seem dense with examples and citations from many pieces of literature and research. Fortunately for the reader, there's a minimum of scientific jargon to decipher. The book is well written, and we are impressed with the extensive list of sources and references used to write this book. The introduction and conclusion give an overall look at the layout of the book, and the reader may choose to jump around from chapter to chapter without interrupting the narrative flow. The shock in the title comes from the many counterintuitive conclusions about children that recent research offer. For example, in a chapter entitled The Inverse Power of Praise, the authors conclude that praising children excessively may actually hinder their progress and development of key virtues like grit and determination. Research reveals that children who are told repeatedly, "You're so smart," often shy away from more challenging problems in order to maintain their appearance of smartness and continue to please adults. So much for boosting self-esteem at any cost theory, right? The authors also conclude that even mild sleep deprivation in children can cause major cognitive impairment, that children lie much more often than their parents ever imagined, and that free, unstructured play is vital to a child's healthy emotional development. And finally, that an accurate prediction of intelligence in young children is really impossible, even if you have a PhD after your name. Although not a parenting guide, this is an entertaining and insightful read on some of the newer research on child development and psychology. We do not recommend this for a busy parent looking for solutions to address a particular issue, but would recommend this to someone interested in what recent science says on these topics. As the book title says, many of the findings are shocking and contrary to what adults would find intuitive. If you have a little extra time, be sure to pick up a copy of Nurture Shock. We think you'll enjoy it. We're going to give it 4 out of a possible 5 Doxmo stars. Well, if you enjoyed this review, be sure to check out the many other book reviews posted in the book review tab section on my website, www.doxmo.com. Until next time. I would like to thank the following people for their assistance in the production of this podcast. Dr. David Jaffe, the voice of the introduction. Robert Beezer, the composer-arranger of the intro music. Ann Gesner, my wonderful content editor. Benjamin Smolin and Jerome Moof, the talented musicians who produced this delightful theme music. Sarah Smolin and Nathaniel Horlick for their digital wizardry. And Wendy Smolin Esquire and Seth, the Rocket Man Barrister Jaffe, for their inspirational guidance. Thanks, guys.
By listening to this PEDcast, you agree to all of the terms and conditions found at the Doxmo.com website. This Doxmo.com PEDcast is informational only. Dr. Smolin does not diagnose, treat, or offer specific medical advice for your child. For specific medical advice regarding your child, consult his or her healthcare provider.